fellas. Oh, I just got back from picking up a parcel. I'll tell you more about it in a minute when I get in. But let's just say it is freaking cold out here. Oh, I've got the wrong key, I think. Oh no, I haven't. Oh, well, right. Got my new phone, fellas. I am doing a boo. A little bit sad about this, but it's had to occur because basically I was getting a bit peeved with my old iPhone 5, and I got onto a rule breakers thing with 3 that I could break out of my contract. It is costing me a bit more of my contract per month. I won't disclose how much, some people know, but I personally think that this is worth every penny. I now have an iPhone 6. So let's open this sucker and see what we got. As I say, this is my first voyage into iPhone 6 technology. So let's see what we got here. This is going to prove... Oh no, I was going to say, this is going to prove a little difficult to get into, but I don't think it is. So, I have seen an iPhone 6 before, so it's not going to be something that I'm thinking, ooh, yeah, kind of. I have seen one, so there's not going to be any sort of surprised element to this boo, but I will share with you guys the joy of unwrapping this, and... backing up the old phone again, because I backed it last night. I knew I was getting this today, and I did back up the old phone. No matter what I do, this is not opening the way I want it to, so I'm just going to have to tear into this bag and just take balls to whatever the hell's going on here. Whoa! Now, I've not seen one packaged. The box is compact. I can't explain that any other way. That is compact. So this thing is fully unlocked, so I can use it on any network. It is via 3. Which is my carrier of choice for now, for the next 24 months. So that's 2 years. I am trying to get into this thing. I'm going to possibly pause this boo while I break this foamy stuff, because it's got this stupid crap on it that I just can't seem to get off. So let's just break this and I'll be right back. Right, we've managed to fight our way into this thing, so let's just pull this gaffer shit off here. It's a weird tapey stuff. Let's pull this off. The first thing we'll find is a nice Apple type box that you get. These are nice boxes. I have to say, these are nice boxes. Let's pull this off. And as soon as we open that, we see... Whoa. Yeah, I forgot how lovely these things are. That is an iPhone 6. That is one sexy phone. Ooh, it's got a gold back too. Wow. Let's look at the difference between the 5S, the 5/5S. I've got the 5 here. There is, whoa, quite a difference in size. The 5 looks kind of small compared to the new 6. What is different is the positioning of the power button, which is more to the right. It's on the right-hand edge, not the top, as it was the old phone. Turn this thing on and see if we've got any power in it. This does have Touch ID, which I'm very happy about. I'm going to power this up for the first time. It's coming up. Whoa, it's got power. She's cold. She's very cold. Let's see how long this takes to come on. This shouldn't take too long, to be honest. This is a lovely piece of, hardware. What can I... It's got the old iPhone 4S type vibrator, which... kind of goes like that. Now it has powered up, and we're going to turn on voiceover by doing the old
triple tappy thing and see what we get here.
Voice over on. Hello.
Right.
Deslizar para configurar. Hola. Deslizar. 16. No SIM. 69% battery power. Status bar item.
Ooh, that's not bad.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal the notification center. Swipe up with three fingers to...
That's got a nice speaker. And it feels nice to the hand as well. It's a lovely piece of hardware. You know, it's... It's got the old style... it's got the iPhone 4 style kind of thing. The iPhone 5 and 6... The iPhone 5 and 5S have a different vibrator motor to these. They go... Well, the 5S has got the 6 has got the old sort of iPhone 4 type kind of thing. It's a lot better, I think. They're just a nice phone. I mean, wow, that is... It definitely feels big in the hand, but I like it. It's not a 5, it's not a 6 Plus, by the way. This is just a standard iPhone 6. Nothing to write home about in terms of the fact that this thing is, you know, this thing is bigger than my old iPhone 5. I've got to get used to that size difference. I mean, that is totally different. That feels thinner. It feels nicer in the hand, actually. It's more rounded. They are a very nice looking phone. This is gold in colour on the back and it has a white front. It's a very sexy phone. What can I say? It's definitely different to what I'm used to. The 5S and 5 look very kind of squat compared to this. I'm just looking at the profile of, with the two behind each other. And they do look very much different. This new one... I think it is a hell of a phone.
Screen locked.
You know, I love this thing. This is nice. I'm gonna
power off. Power off. Power
I'm gonna
off.
Power.
Shutting down.
I'm gonna power it down, and we're gonna boot it, and I'm gonna tell you when this thing actually boots. This thing is running the A8 from microprocessor, as opposed to the A6 found in my current model. This is the one I'm using is an iPhone 5, not a 5S. The 5S runs the A7, which is a better phone than the 5 in that the compass stuff, compass and tilting of the phone and all that is moved away from the main processor via the use of what Apple call the M7 motion coprocessor. So people running iPhone 5Ss will notice versus the iPhone 5 that the iPhone 5S performs a hell of a lot better on iOS 8, and that is because of the M7. So let's power this up. It's coming up now. I've got the Apple logo. And I will let you know when it's booted. I don't know what version of iOS 8 this is running. I totally don't know. It's booted. No, it doesn't. Sorry. Yeah, it has now. Whoa. That was quick.
Hola.
Wow, that was fast, guys. That is quick. And it remembers...
Voice over off.
That remembers where it was. That is very cool. So, I will be back in a while when we have put the SIM card in and we'll do a boo from the phone itself. Right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to finish this boo and just sort of say that this is just a quick overview of the iPhone 6. This is not the 6 Plus, I hasten to add. I haven't seen a 6 Plus. I am going to go to a phone shop and have a look at a 6 Plus to say that I've seen one. But I'm not getting one. This is what I have and this is what I'm going to stick with. So, it does feel a bit different to my old 5. Very much so. So, we're going to back up the 5 now. We're going to post this boot and back up the 5